Welcome back to the Midday Show. It's my great pleasure to welcome author Malik Majid today. Malik was born and raised in Newark, according to his bio. Three generations of his family have deep roots in the city's community. His distinct perspective as a writer is informed by his past as a former corrections officer. His interest in ancient tales and cultural legacy stems from his love of history, especially stories that are overlooked or ignored. Welcome to the Midday Show, Malik.
How are you?
I'm good,
Thank
thanks.
you.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. What's the expression? I don't know, muscling through this winter snow
Yeah,
as best
yeah.
we can. Are you in Newark right now?
No, I'm in
Oh.
Central Jersey.
Oh,
I'm in
okay. So tell me, you wrote this book, it's called Rock the Mic.
Yes.
And can I guess that it's somewhat autobiographical?
Yeah. It wasn't intended to be a book.
Oh.
A couple of years ago, my grandmother died. And when I looked around, I realized, I said, listen, my children, my cousins, my nieces, my nephews, the youngest one was 14 years old. So I was like, you know what? Everyone had experience with their great grandma. And I was like, but do you know the full story of that history? And I was telling them, and they said, no. I said, you know what? I'm gonna write things down, right? Because I spent a lot of time with my grandma. I said, I'm gonna write it down, and it'd be a treasure for everyone to know, you know. So I started writing, and then I start. Actually, I had did an ancestry, just not the DNA yet, but just the names, the genealogy,
Right, the tree.
and it went back to 1642.
Amazing.
So I was like, hold up, something gotta be right. So this of 1642. So I was looking at the names that I knew, and I'm saying, okay, this name is right, that name is right. Okay, I know I heard of this person, I heard of that one, and it was some other older family members, kins, distant relatives is alive. So I'm referring to them, and they said, yeah, that's right. I said, but it's going to Virginia, it's not going to North Carolina. And they said, okay, that's interesting, but I said it's all right, everything is there. So it blew my mind. And I sat on it, and then I said, you know what? Let me do it another way. Let me look at the history, because this is 1642, and try to see, okay, what was going on. Plus, I wanted to find other records, but the whole thing, you know how you get that blockage. So I said, let me look at the history. Let me look at what's going on in certain areas, so this way I could get more information. And as I did that, it just blew my mind, because a lot of things that not even my grandmother, but my great grandmother, because she when she died, which is my grandmother's mother, when she passed away, I was like 18 years old. So I got information from her when I was younger. But you know how you hear stories, and sometimes it's like, okay, all right, okay. And plus, with my family history, it wasn't being aligned with what we taught in school. Far as the Afro-American history, Black history. And at times I used to think that it was something wrong with my grandmother because certain statements she used to make. So now I'm confirming that everything she was saying was correct, that we're American Indians. We're not that African history that's not from the family. So I'm like, now that I'm actually reading and seeing and what's going on, I'm saying, yo, this is amazing. And then I found other relatives that actually appear on the Cherokee rolls. So now I'm like, okay, what happened there? What, how
Sure.
did everything
It's
get
just
switched?
opening. Who knows what you're going to find? It's a what an exciting journey to be on.
Right.
And so you went from being writing, wanting to write kind of a personal account of your family for the young ones and, maybe those not even born yet. So there would be some sort of documentation of your family and your ancestors. And then you discovered all this stuff you weren't aware of, if I'm getting you
Right.
correct. And then maybe it occurs to you, oh, I need to share this in a broader way and not just the family, but like there's universalities or things that
Right.
people can take from my story, possibly.
Exactly. No, you're hitting it. But the thing, I didn't even think of making it a book until my uncle, he was reading. I was up to like maybe 100 pages. And he said, "You know, you have to write a book, right?" I said, "Yeah, I'm writing a book, right?" So he was like, "No, I mean,
A
you have to
legit
publish this
book.
book." And I'm like, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm not even finished yet." He said, "What you mean you're not finished?" I said, "No, it's more things that I have. This is just I'm just like really warming up because of the things I found." And he said, "No, okay, you definitely have to publish it because the angle that I was writing, the angle I was presenting, particularly when I had found how the Nation of Islam, for example, because I focus on Nation of Islam and what you call a more science community of America, historical Black Muslim movements, how they got some of their stuff from the American Indians 100 years before their existence. And I'm saying this is putting a whole different spin on Black nationalism, the whole white against Black is putting a whole totally different spin on it now, you know. And even with the whole history, I'm finding that okay, I'm not finding any slaves in my ancestry. Then that's is that brings up another like whole eye opener. Like, okay, we really have to look at this history because how many people, other people that their ancestry actually is aligning with what I'm writing about, and they not really exploring it or knowing it because there's so many people of color that consider themselves Black Afro-Americans, and they tell you, "I have ancestors. My ancestors are American Indians or Native Americans," if they use that term, but they don't know how. They never really took the time to go about actually looking at their family story.
I see. Is that the big takeaway you want people to have after they read or as they read the book?
Yes, I mean, one of my pushes, one of my encouragement is to have people actually look at their family story, because it will put a big, totally different spin on a lot of, let's say, tension in the society today. Because I'm convinced, I know, well, there's a lot of people that's going to disagree with me, but I'm convinced now that there are people that's inciting things to put things in a certain perspective, and I'm not seeing it in that perspective. I mean, it's a certain stuff I wrote in the book.
You're going to present an alternative perspective that might actually show our commonalities, perhaps how we're connected and not how different. That's great. Again, I'm speaking with author Malik Majid about his book called Rock the Mic. Tell listeners how they can find a copy of the book.
Well, up in that area in New York, they could go to the Oplon bookstore,
Oh,
in
very good.
Rhinebeck.
Yeah, so we have Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck. People should check out Malik's book there. And where can they go to find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, I have a podcast on
Oh,
YouTube.
nice.
It's called Rock the Mic by Malik. And I deal with a very different perspective again about viewing things in society. And this podcast consists of, because I grew up as Muslim, the conflict of the English, understanding English, that we're having an English understanding of Islam compared to the Arabic context is a lot of things sometimes it's misunderstood, or it
Okay.
can take someone in a different direction
I
other
see.
than the medium.
You're becoming like the new king of all media at this rate. You're on the radio now. Malik, well done. And what's your website?
Malik H. Majid, MAJEED .com. And it's links there with other activities I've done, as well as they could purchase the ebook.
Thank you for coming on and sharing your book with us. And we'll do this again, I hope. Thanks
Me
so much,
too. So
Malik.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And you
You
have a
got it.
wonderful day.
Thank you. This is 98.1 KZE.